The Apostle Paul writes, "Woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." This week, a video of two young toddlers went viral. One asked the other in that video, "You okay?" In a teary voice, the other says, "Yeah." And then the other, recognizing the immense sadness of the "yeah," reaches over and hugs the other child and says, "You need a hug." The TikTok caption exploded, "Sometimes you need a hug. Sometimes you need a hug. That will preach." The past year for us has been tough. The pandemic has caused numerous deaths, a feeling of isolation. Many have lost their businesses, their livelihoods, and many have lost a sense of community. On top of all of this, we as a nation seem to be at war with each other, spiked by inflammatory rhetoric. Emotionally, we are spent. Physically, we are tired. And spiritually, we seem to have lost all hope. In the words of the psalmist, we have traveled through the valleys of the shadow of death, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Many of us are like that child and try to fake, "Yeah, we're okay," when in fact, we are devastated. As a church, we have had our lives turned upside down with an inability to sustain indoor worship because of the variability of the pandemic. Yet seeing the sights of human reality and the beauty of touch in all of these situations, a hug becomes so important. A hug or an embrace does not mean that there is no pain. Rather, it's a recognition that we traveled this difficult road together. For in the gloominess of life, the reality is that sometimes we need a hug. God embraces the people of Judah in the lesson from Isaiah today. The Babylonians overtook the city of Jerusalem and destroyed the temple in 586 BC. Everything that was central to their identity as a people was stripped away. The royal household and members of the court were taken away as exiles to Babylon. No longer would they be able to worship in their temple. And in the eyes of the world, they were a defeated and devastated people. Questions quite naturally began to linger. Does God really care? Can God save us? Will God deliver us? Does God see us, or is our way hidden from the Lord? Exile thinking, or a thinking that we are so away from God or God's care, began to rule over the folks, and they are a people without hope. Isaiah chapter 40 is a response to some of those deep questions. In the midst of the promises to be a great nation, even in the midst of discouragement and a feeling of exile in a foreign land, God desires to strengthen, to comfort the people. There is no escape from the situation they are in currently. Escaping pain is not strengthening. Strength and endurance is the ability to experience the pain with the assurance that none of us are alone in that journey. While a hug or an embrace does not take away the cause or experience of pain, it is the assurance that we are not alone and will never be alone in this world. While we as humans grow faint and weary, we are reminded that our ultimate faith is in a God who is beyond human characteristics and does not grow faint, does not grow weary. For God does not sleep, God does not doze. For God gives power to the faint, and in the midst of our powerlessness, God gives us a will to mount up with wings like an eagle and fly. Such a hug reminds the people of Jerusalem that their experience of pain will not last. For while quite real, it is temporary and will come to an end. God embraces Jerusalem. Years later, as we read in Scripture, the Babylonians are conquered and the Persians take over. After a generation, the descendants of those who are brokenhearted and wounded, taken away from all that is familiar, return to their home. For the decree goes out to rebuild the temple, to rebuild Jerusalem and the city walls. Our psalm for today is perhaps a hymn that offers gratitude to God for the rebuilding of that city temple that was ravaged, that was looted and devastated. The psalmists rejoice in the fact that the people who were forcibly removed from their homeland have come back home, and that God is in the process of not only physically healing the nation, but working to heal the deep spiritual and emotional wounds that exile has brought upon them. While the process of rebuilding the psyche and national identity will be slow, God assures them that he lifts up the lowly and offers sustenance to all. God embraces the church. In the gospel today, Jesus physically takes Simon Peter's mother-in-law by the hand and lifts her up. That embrace completely healed a woman who is suffering, so much so that many came to Jesus. God is never absent from the world. When Jesus is seen praying in a deserted place, Simon Peter comes with a message that everyone is searching for you, dear Jesus. Everyone is searching for hope and healing, or the loving embrace of God who journeys with suffering humanity amidst the pain and turmoil that we feel. Beloved, never forget that sometimes we need a hug. This hug embraces the fact that we do need to take time to lament and grieve. Grieve our losses. Reflect on the pain that we have endured. At the same time, that hug recognizes that such lament and grieving is temporary, for God continues to work in the world through human ingenuity and creativity. Those who came to fear, who came to God for the divine embrace, were just like you and me. They were fallen, people who were disjointed, those who have come short of God's vision for humanity, those who were anxious, those who were sick, and those who were broken. But we have a God who never rejects. We have a God who embraces. The task of the Christian in this era is to cling on to the faith that overcomes powers and principalities and casts out demons and embrace the work and love of God. To promote the work of God's creativity through the use of cures, and to proclaim the message of God's hope to this world is the task of the Christian. Like the Jerusalem exiles in the Old Testament lesson, when Jesus' presence is not seen, we as people who are searching recognize that we are sustained not by our own might, but by a God who recognizes that sometimes, just sometimes, we need a hug. I, for one, look forward to the day when I can greet you at that door in the back and perhaps embrace you. Today, as you receive the assurance that God embraces you for who you are in whatever situation you find yourself, won't you take the opportunity to reach out to someone over the phone or over email and let them know that you are thinking about them and praying for them, and that you look forward to the day where you can embrace them in the love of Christ? Sometimes you need a hug, and sometimes you need to give a hug. So won't you give a hug for God?